So I wanted to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Tzedek Tishpot Am Yisrael for today. And I have very ambitious goals for today, but we will try to get through as much as we can. Okay, so we're familiar with the pasuk, Tzedek Tishpot Am Yisrael. And the simple understanding of that pasuk is that we should judge our fellow man righteously. Chazal understood this pasuk to teach us a number of different halachos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's a Kuf Ayin Zayin. So he brings down a couple of things that we learn from this pasuk. The first, and perhaps the most, the primary thing that we learn from this pasuk, is the mitzvah on the Dayin, Lahashvos Bein Bale Dinim. I'm going to actually unmute you guys because it's weird for me to be so quiet. Okay, so good to hear you chewing the pizza. Makes me encourages me. So there's a mitzvah on the Dayin, Lahashvos Bein Bale Dinim. This comes up both, it comes up in the Sifra, it comes up in a Tosefta, and it comes up in a Braisa and Shuas and Daf Lamed. Oh, you have sources, great. But just in the interest of time, we're not going to do so many sources inside, but we will, I tried to present them for you there nicely so you can look them over afterwards. So there's three sources for this din. One is the Sifra, the Medrash Halacha. One is the Tosefta, and one is a Braisa that's brought down in Maseches Shvuos. I'll just read the Braisa and Shvuos. It's the shortest of them. Tana Rabbanan, B'tzedek Tishpot Am Yisrael, Shelo Yeh Echad Yoshev Ve'Echad Omed. Echad Medaber Kol Tzarko, V'Echad Omer Lo Tzar Devarecha. There's a mitzvah here for the Dayan to make sure that when he's adjudicating the case, that he makes sure that all of the Bali Dinin, the litigants, are receiving a equal standing in the court case, or in the courtroom. We find that the Tosefta, and the Rambam quotes this Mahalacha, the Tosefta in the Sanhedrin even says that if one of them comes in wearing very nice clothing, and one of them comes in wearing not such nice clothing, right, one of them has his North Face Shalavim sweatshirt on, and the other one is just wearing like a, what's that company, that Kaufman that all the Israelis wear? Right, the other one's wearing that Kaufman sweatshirt. So you have to make sure that they feel like they're on equal standing, and therefore you have to create a situation in the room where they feel like they're equals. And this is first and foremost, obviously for the dying himself, there's a psychological aspect when he looks upon one litigant different than the other, but also for the litigants. They shouldn't feel, if you come into a case feeling like you're on the bottom half and that you already have such an uphill battle, so it's disheartening for one litigant, and certainly the other side as well. We want to make sure, and this the Sefer HaChinuch brings this down for the Tam, we want to make sure that Emes Amito comes out in the court case, and therefore we want both litigants to feel, if one's going to stand, they both stand. If one's going to sit, they both sit. They have to be in a situation where they feel comfortable, and again, ad kidei kach, that if one of them is wearing very fancy clothing, one of them is wearing less fancy clothing, so we try to make some type of equality in terms of their clothing. This halacha is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Mitzvah Sasei, Rishpot HaShofet B'Tzedek, Shinemar B'Tzedek Tishpot Am Yisrael, Eizeu Tzedek HaMishpot. What does this mean? Du HaShvayo Shnei Bali Dinim B'Chol Dover. Lo Ye'echem Medaber Kol Tarcho, Ye'echem Omer Lo Ktsar Dvarecha. This is the idea that we just spoke about. And this is also Nifsak in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Zayin in Choshen Mishpat. According to this understanding, how are we reading the pasuk? The tzedek tishpot amitecha. Tzedek is almost defining the word mishpat. The mishpat, the court case, or the adjudication, needs to be done b'tzedek, righteously. B'tzedek b'tiyachasut shaveh. B'tzedek tishpot amitecha. That should be the environment when you do a din. There's another halacha that's learned from this. And this is a very interesting halacha. The Rambam quotes it also in Sefer Mitzvot from Kufayim Zayin. Shekol ech ish mitzuva lodun din Torah kishye yodeya bo hariv shebein bali adinim. There's a mitzvah on a person to judge a case. You have a responsibility. If you know about a dispute between two people, you have a responsibility to judge that court case. Now, if you look at the standard text of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, there it almost sounds like any random person off the street who knows about a court case has a chiyuv to be done the case. Now, the truth is that's a little bit strange because that wouldn't necessarily achieve the goal that we said that we're trying to achieve, which is trying to make sure that there's din in the world. And the Chinuch actually adds, the reason we want to make sure, we're going to such extent to make sure that the din is reached emes lamiso, the reason is because through that you have yishuv ha'olam. One of the ways that we have a well-balanced society is if you have a judiciary system where MS is arrived at the judiciary system. It gives people faith in the system, and it allows for people. People will be law-abiding if they have faith in the system of laws. And that's why it's so important to have a situation or a court situation where there is MS. So what is the second din that the Rambam says? That every person has a chiyuv to be done. So if you look in the edition of Rav Chaim Heller of the Sefer HaMitzvot, so you see there he changes the text a little bit, and it becomes more clear that what we're talking about is somebody who is ra'oi to be done. If you look in the translation of Rav Papach, it's even clearer. His translation is Mishu Baki. And this is certainly mashma in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says that Im yesh koach biyado. Every person, from the pasuk of Bitzedek Tishmor Amisecha, we learn that every person who is ra'oi to be dan has a responsibility to be a judge and to judge cases. And again, the time here, the Chinuch says, because a chacham, who is a person dedicated to yashrus, will, through judging cases, will make sure when he judges, as opposed to people who are less qualified, it will make sure that there's more din and yashrus in the world. And that, again, lends to a more successful society. I think there's an interesting and important lesson that's learned from this halacha, and I want to mention it right now, because as many of you are aware, Lewinsky was nifter just a few days ago, something that was very shocking to all of us. I know you guys didn't have as much to do with him. He was already the Dean Emeritus when you guys were in the yeshiva. Certainly when I was in the yeshiva, so he was the dean of the yeshiva and was a very, very special person. And a person who they could have gone on hours and hours at his levaya has paid them. And because it was Nisan, so everyone had to be makatzer their words. But one of the things that his children mentioned was his sense of achrayas, his sense of feeling achrayas towards the klal. And this, I think, is something that we hear behind the scenes of this halacha. The halacha that every person is roi to be done has a responsibility to be done. If you have this zchus, and at least the six faces or so that I see in the room here, so certainly this speaks to you six, for sure. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the kochos, that you're able to become a Talmid Chacham, you have a mind, you have an ability to connect with people, so that also gives you an achrayus to use that towards helping and bettering Klal Yisrael. And that was something, certainly, that Rav Dolinsky was, it was a very nature of who he was, that he was a person who felt achrayus, and if something needed to be done, so he would do it. But that's something I think that this halacha teaches, that if a person is roi, im yesh koach biyadecha, to be a judge, so you have a responsibility also to judge. Because that's part of why, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you your kochos. Now, what's interesting is, what's the makor for this din, that a person has responsibility to judge? We say, we're learning out from the pasuk of Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Very nice, but is there a chazal? Who learns that that's shot in this pasuk? So this is something that the commentators on the Rambam struggle with, just try to understand, where's the source for this halacha? Many of them point to a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar of Acha, Bredu of Ika. The Gemara there quotes this pasuk of Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha to teach us that one dayan is kosher ladun. In certain situations, we have it's allowed for one person to judge instead of three. It probably is not ideal for one person to do it, but we have situations where one person is allowed to judge. This is the source that some people quote for this halacha. Now, it's a little bit strange, the source, because the truth is, this source, this chazal, seems to imply that there's reshut for a person to judge. But not necessarily that a person is chayiv to judge. But, also, that's the makor that's quoted. And, yes, time out. You don't hear me anymore. Timeout. We're getting a timeout. There we go. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Good? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So I don't know where you lost me. Everyone's pointing at me. Everybody okay? Everything's all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right, so I was just saying that the source that many people bring for the din, that everyone is a chiyuv to dan, is this Gemara that seems to be giving reshus to one person to be the judge. Not necessarily an indication that there's a chiyuv. It says that one person, midiraisa, chad nami kosher. Technically, in certain cases, one dayan is kosher. Because it says, v'tzedek tishpat ami sefa. I'm not sure where you hear in that pasuk that every person has a chiyuv to judge. It sounds like it's a reshus for everybody to judge, but not necessarily that there's a chiyuv. There is another halacha. So far we've seen two halachas that we've learned from this pasuk. One, the idea of Hashlo Stein Bali Dinin. The second is that every person who's roy to judge has a chiyuv to judge. There's a third din that's learned from this pasuk, and this is also in the Gemara in Shuas and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Tani Rav Yosef said that Tishpor Amistecha Am Sheitcha B'Toru Mitzvos Yishtadu Adunu Yafra. Playing on the word Amistecha Am Sheitcha. Am she'itcha b'toru mitzvos ishtadil aduna yofa. This is an interesting halacha. This we're being told that am she'itcha b'toru mitzvos, someone who's on the level of the judges, meaning another Talmud Chacham. If you end up judging a case and one of the litigants, the Talmud Chacham, ishtadil aduna yofa. And what does that mean? Does that mean that one Talmud Chacham is supposed to cover for another one and try to make sure that he gets a judgment in his favor? Obviously, there's always a chiyuv to have a fair judgment. And certainly we're not going to slant judgment in favor of Talmud Chacham over a person who's not a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara asks this question itself and comes up with two answers of what it means to give preferential treatment in a court case to a judge. The first one is la'akdume, to give him priority in terms of when you judge the case. And Rashi comments that if you have the opportunity to judge a Talmud Chacham's case or two people who are not Talmud Chachamim, so you should judge the Talmud Chacham's case first. And the reason that's given by the Rishonim is shlo levat lo milimudo, to not to be mevatel is Talmud Torah. You have the opportunity to let him cut to the front of the line, so you let him cut to the front of the line. That's the first explanation of the Gemara. Tosfos al-Atar points out that this seems to be a stirut to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara there, Darshan, the Pasuk, in the very beginning of Devarim, the Pasuk says, v'yatzaveh shifteh shoftechem be'isahi le'mor, lo sakiru panim ba'mishpat, Kikaton, Kigadol Tishmaun, and Reish Lakish in the Gemara there is Doresh, Shiachaviv Alecha, Din Shel Pruta, Kidin Shel Meya. That it should be as Chaviv to you, a din of a Pruta, like the din of a Meya. That you shouldn't give preferential treatment to a small case over a larger case. And then we've shown him learn from here that you're not, if you're already judging one case, you're not allowed to stop in order to judge a second case. If case one comes before you first, you must judge that case first and then move on to the second case. Kigadol, kikaton, kikaton, kigadol, tishma'u. So Tosfos asks from this Gemara, how can our Gemara in Sanhedrin suggest that the preferential treatment we give to a Talmud Chacham is that we judge his case first? If the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chacham and Aleph says that you have to treat big cases and small cases equally, Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is, in Achanami, you're right. He accepts the premise of the question. You can't judge a Talmud Chacham's case before a regular person's case. So what does it mean? So he limits the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Shavuos. It means that if they both come at the same time, so you should choose the Talmud Chacham's case over the Am Haaretz's case. In Achanami, you're right. If you already started the Am Haaretz's case, you can't start doing the Talmud Chacham's case. Like Reish Lakish said on Daf Ches of Sanhedrin. So he chooses the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he limits the case of Shavuos to when they came at the same time. The second answer of Tosfos works in the other direction. It accepts the Gemara in Shavuos, and it limits the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It rejects the premise of the question. No, don't try to apply the Gemara of Sanhedrin to here. Because even though normally you're not allowed to give priority to one case over another, when that clashes with Kavod HaTorah, the Kavod HaTorah is other. And Kavod HaTorah tells us that you give priority to the Talmud Chacham's case before the case of the Am Haaretz. And therefore, those are two answers in Tosfos. The first answer, the one that says, limits it to when they come at the same time, the Rambam accepts that lahalacha in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Vav, and he says, if you have in front of you Dinim Harbei, so then you should be mocked in the Talmud Chacham, implying that if you don't have them both in front of you, but rather the Am Haaretz's case comes first, you have to deal with that first. That's what the Rambam sides with. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, side with the second answer in Tosfos, which is also quoted by the Rosh. And therefore, they hold that, no, even if you started the case of an Am Haaretz, if the case of a Talmud Chacham came, but if the Am Haaretz came first, and then came the Talmud Chacham's case, you can do the Talmud Chacham's case before the Am Haaretz's case, because of this din of La'akumim. It said that Tishpor Amisecha Am She'itcha B'Torah Mitzvos Tishtadil Dinu Yafa. That's the first answer of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is Shuda D'Dayne. We know that there are certain sometimes cases which cannot be decided based on Rayas. It's a stalemate, and therefore needs to be based on the caprice or the intuition or the choosing, depending on which of the Dayanim, and therefore preferential treatment should be given to the Talmud Chacham. There is a third din by the Gedolim that should be learned after this pasuk, and that is the din lafuche b'skus of the Talmud Chacham. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Rava is proud of how much he loves Talmud Chachamim, so he says that if he has a case of a Talmud Chacham, he won't go to sleep at night before he's able to mahatech b'skusay. And he goes the extra mile to try to uncover something that could perhaps help side with the Talmud Chacham. Again, not to do something against halacha and to cheat, but to go the extra mile to look over the case a second time and a third time if we're dealing with the Talmud Chacham. This halacha is quoted by... Oh boy, I didn't touch anything this time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I can talk. Yeah? Okay, but you can hear me. Say it. So, this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah alav la'afoch b'skuso mashiyacho. Try to find his b'skuso Talmud Chacham. But it's not learned out from this case. It's learned out from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Seder. Just want to make one or two very quick arguments about this before I move on to what I really wanted to talk about today, even though we only have 10 minutes left. But I just want to point out these three different halachos that we learned from the pasuk. L'hashvos bein balei dinim, that there should be equality in the courtroom. Number two, that every person has a chiyuv to be done a case if he can. And number three, that we sometimes give some type of special treatment to Talmidei Chachamim. Again, not chas v'shalom to make a din that's not straight and yosher, but to give them some type of priority, perhaps in terms of lakdume or shuta d'dayne. So these three dinim, I think, you actually can learn by stressing three different words in the psukim. If you stress the word bitzedek, tishpor amisecha, then that would be the din of lahashvos bein balei dinim. When you're being shofei, do it bitzedek. Bitzedek, tishpor amisecha. The chiyah for every person to be done is the stress in the word tishpor. Bitzedek, tishpor. The pasuk's telling me tishbot, you should judge, tishbot. And the third way is obviously on the word amisecha. But tzedek tishbot amisecha. Each of these three halachos is really being learned out from a different word in this phrase, either from tzedek, from tishbot, and amisecha. I also want to just make the ha'ara that the last one that we learned, this din of hanhagam yuchades from the word amisecha, and the first din of L'hashvos bein balei dinim, it seems, I would think, that they're understanding the word tzedek differently. According to the first pshat, L'hashvos bein balei dinim, tzedek means it should be justifiable. You should do a din which is modified by tzidkus. It is proper. It is justifiable. This is what Rabbeinu Bachai actually says on the pasuk. Yaz here, Shiyeh Mishpat Bitzedek. Klomar, Shiyatzik Mishpat. It should be Mishpat, which is justifiable. It was honest judging, straightforward judging. That's how we learn the word Bitzedek if you learn the din of Lahashmos Ben Baledinim. How do you learn the word Tzedek if we want to learn this idea of giving a special treatment to Talmidei Chachamim? How does that work in the words? Bitzedek Tishpot Amistecha means to give preferential treatment? So if you look in the Malbim, many times when the word Tzedek appears in Tanakh next to the word Mishpat, as it does in this Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk, mentions the word Mishpat. So, for instance, on the Pasuk, Tzedek u Mishpat, Machon Kisecha, in Tehillim, Tarek, Hey Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. So, the Pasuk there is describing a Kaddish Baruch Hu Sanhagos, and it says, Tzedek u Mishpat. So, the Malbim says, Geder Mishpat hu ma shiyasa lifi hadin hakavua. Mishpat is when you follow the letter of the law. And Tzedek, Geder at Tzedek hu ma shiyasa lifnim mishuris hadin. Tzedek, when it's used in the context of Mishpat, Tzedek means to go beyond. So if you learn the Tzedek Tishpot Amistecha, when you're dealing with Amistecha, Am She'itcha, the Torah Mitzvah, so the Talmud Chacham, you should do it with Tzedek. That doesn't mean to do it on equal footing. That means to go lifnim Mishuris Hadin, like Rava did in Shabbos, to try to go the extra mile for the Talmud Chacham. So whether you learn Halacha 1 or you learn Halacha 3, is actually going to be dependent on how you learn the pasuk. Does tzedek here mean lahatzdik, that it should be equal, or does tzedek here mean lifnim mishuris hadin, to go beyond? Okay. According to my clock, Jerusalem Standard Time, we have 7 more minutes. Is that correct? 7 more minutes. Okay. So in 7 minutes, I want to talk about perhaps for us what's the most important halacha here, and that is the din of ladunas chavero b'kapsu. The Gemara in Shavuos says, "Davar acher b'tzedek tishpot amisecha havidonis chavercha lekapsvot." You should give your friend the benefit of the doubt. Now, first of all, based on what I just told you, how is that man to amr learning the word tzedek? Yaakov, how is that man to amr? Oh, it's both of you. Who's going to talk? How is that man to amr learning the word tzedek? He's learning like the Malbim in Tehillim. The tzedek means lifnim mishuris hadin. Because what's it telling me to do? Bidan chaver lekaf schus. Doesn't mean treat him fairly. You're treating him fairly, so then if he looks like he's guilty, he's guilty. Dan is chaver lekaf schus, as we'll see in a second, means what? It means that if a person does something and you're able to be mitparesh what he does, either lechova or leschus, so mitzvah alecha, chiyuv, Ladunu lekapsvos. The Rambam brings this down in Sefer HaMitzvos. Lo yifarish maisav udvarav elo letov vochesed. You shouldn't understand a person's actions only to be that they did it for tov and chesed. And Rabbeinu Yona also quotes this in Shari Tshuva, Simin Reish Yud Ches, Shar Gimel, in Shar Gimel, Simin Reish Yud Ches, Mitzvos aseh min haTorah, lahachriyo lekapsvos, as it says, mitzedek, Tishpot Amisecha. Now, interesting, this halacha seems to be a halacha b'machshava. This is something, not that it's not totally on an action, even if you don't actually act on a chshah, but if you're choshed a person b'machshava, you've already been mevatel v'saseh. The Mishnah in Yuma, in the first perek, Mishnah Hey, tells us that when they would bring the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah of the five lefnim, there would be mashpiyahim. What? That he shouldn't, Yasher. There mashpia him that he's not going to change from what he's supposed to do, the Kohen Gadol, right? And then what does it say happened? Since I can't hear you, you can show me what happened. He would cry and they would cry. Why would they cry? The Rambam says in Perush HaMishnayos, why would they cry? Ki aser b'torah seinu lachshud v'lachshov machshava ra al adam. It's aser lachshov machshava. You see from the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos and Yuma that the Isser or the Asay, being the Vatel the Asay, is even if the Machshava think what he's doing is wrong, as opposed to thinking that he's doing is right. The Rambam also in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, Dalet Dalet, not Gimel Gimel, Dalet Dalet. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Dalet Dalet. The Rambam says, Hachoshed Ksherim, Omer Belibo Enochet. Sufisha Omer, Masiti Lo. I didn't do anything. Chiyesham Eloch Shad. All I did was think bad about him, and he doesn't realize that he did a sin. In this Rambam as well, it sounds like you're over on the Isser of being Choshe B'Ksherim, you're Levatol Yaseyev B'Tzedek Tishvor Amisecha, just by thinking bad about somebody. Just an interesting Ha'ara, L'Ch'ora, if you think somebody did something wrong, even if in the end of the day they were sinning, L'Ch'ora, you were still Levatol Yaseyev B'Tzedek Tishvor Amisecha. It shouldn't make a difference if he was really wrong. You have a Chiyiv Laduna L'Kav Shlut. Whether he really was sinning or not, you have a chiyuv laduna lekapskos. The Tama Mitzvah, so the Tama Mitzvah, first of all, is pretty obvious that there should be shalom between people and we shouldn't be choshed at each other. Rashi and Shabbos actually says that this is part of the din of havas shalom ben adam lechaveiro, is that we shouldn't be choshed at each other. The smak, Rav Yitzchak Mikorbio, the smak, Monei Mitzvah, Salitosro, so he writes, another reason, that if a person takes the attitude of thinking that other people are doing good, so then he's only aware of his own sin. And it causes him to constantly be involved in tshuva because he looks around and he says, well, I'm the only one sinning. Look, everyone else is big tzaddikim. No one else is doing anything wrong. I'm the only one sinning. So it pushes him to do tshuva. All right, we don't have time now to go into it now. The Gemara in Shabbos says a person who's koshe b'ksherim is lokeh. And the Gemara in Brachos from Daf Lamed Aleph from the base says that Eli, after he realized that he inappropriately and incorrectly was koshed, that Chana had drunken, that she had drank wine before entering to Davin to Hashem. So Eli says to her, he blesses her. And from here we learn that a person who's koshed b'ksherim has a fee of Levarcho. Shenemar v'elokhe Yisrael yitein eshelotecho. That Eli blessed Chana after he was kosher her big sharing. Okay, there are three hagbalot. How much time do we have? Woo! 1 minute. Do I have 3 minutes? 3 minutes? What class do you have? I'll write you a late note. What do you have? No class. Night Seder. Okay, fine. We're learning. 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. There are three hagbalot, three limitations to this din of being gan eschavero lekavskos. The halacha is said, first of all, only by a person that you're a regular person, a beinoni, that's number one, he's a beinoni. Number two, meaning he's not a tzaddik, he's not a rasha. Number two, it's somebody that you're makir, you know him. And number three, there is a suffix in what he's doing. So, first of all, you see that in the lashon, dan es chavercha, it says to be dan your chaver. So what are these three limitations? Let's look at them quickly. A person who you're not makir, a person who you don't know, there's no mitzvah laduna l'kavskos. In fact, we even see in the Seches Derech Eretz, there's an idea of kavdehu v'chashdehu. To give a person kavod, but at the same time, to have chshad about him. The Gemara there talks about the famous case of Rabbi Yeshua when he had a guest. The guest slept upstairs, and Rabbi Yeshua moved the staircase away because he was koshed. Maybe the guy might want to steal things in the middle of the night or do other things that are inappropriate. We'll get into that right now. This is the concept of Habdeyu v'chashdeyu. And therefore, if a person you're not makir, you don't know who he is, you have no chiyuv laduna l'kavskos. However, the Rambam writes in his Perush Mishnayos on Avos that if you do it, it's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus to be dan l'kavskos somebody that you don't know. But mi'ikar adin, you don't have a chiyuv. And in fact, it's mamish meduyik in the lashon. Because in Pirkei Avos, where the Rambam comments that it's a Midas Chasidus, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, have you done as Kol Adam Lekavskos? What does the Gemara in Shavuos say? Dan as Chavercha Lekavskos. The Chofetz Chaim uses this to explain, Moriv Rabbi, Rav Tversky, who you have the schus to be so close to him, I'm thousands of miles away, you're right there, building over. Maybe he's right beneath you right now. So Rav Tversky always talks about in Hilchos Deos where you put the halachos. The Rambam took all the halachos in Pirkei Avos and he split them up and put them in different locations in Hilchos Deos. Some of them he put in the first four parakim. Those are the parakim that speak to everybody. And some of them he stuck into the fifth parak. And that's the special parak for Talmidei Chachamim. Dan, as Kol Adam Lekav Zchus, he puts into the fifth parak. Why? The Rambam writes in Perisha, in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's a chiyuv to be done everybody Lekav Zchus. Why does he stick it into the fifth parak for the Talmidei Chachamim? Says the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, in the bottom. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it depends what type of Dan Lekav Zchus you're talking about. If the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is talking about a regular person that you're makir, as the Rambam writes over there, Dan is Chaver Chol Lekav Zchus. And the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Deos, which is talking about Talmidei Chachamim have an extra chiyuv to be Dan Lekav Zchus, that's there the Rambam writes, Kol Adam. And that's the Mishnah in Avos, which is Amidus Chasidus. Okay, that's one. Number two is a Maisa, which is No Teller Ra. Let's say someone's doing a Maisa, and it's not a Suffolk. It's Mamish Mashma that he's doing it Lera. It doesn't look, it's not clear, good or bad. It looks bad. So then you don't have a Chiyuv again. No Chiyuv to be done the Kav Zchus. But Mamish looks like an Avera. Rabbeinu Yonah writes again, Midas Chasidus though to be done the Kav Zchus. And here, if it's a Tzaddik, you know a person's a Tzaddik, so then even if his Maisa looks like it's bad, there you have a Chiyuv, the Dunu Lekav Zchus, because of who he is, because he's a Tzaddik. And if it's Vadai that he's doing a sin, then comes the Gemara in Brachos, which tells us that if you see a Tzaddik sinning at night, so then in the morning you have to already assume that he did Shuvah. And the last situation is a Rasha. A person who's a Rasha, so then even if it's a Safek, you have no Chiyuv Laduna Lekav Zchus. You can, in fact, even assume that he's doing it Lera. So just to summarize very quickly, the Halacha Lemaisa for being Dan Lekav Zchus, because it's Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. And unfortunately, it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch, so we need to learn the Halachos. Dan Lekav Zchus, if it's a person that you know, and he's a regular person who sometimes sins, sometimes doesn't, and his act is an act that could be understood as good or bad, you have a chiyuv, the mitzvah saseh, to be Dan Lekav Zchus. If you don't know who he is, then you don't have a chiyuv, but midas chasidus to do it. If you know who he is, but the act itself is no temor lera, so again, no chiyuv, but midas chasidus to do it. But if he's a tzaddik, you have a chiyuv to be Dan Lekav Zchus. And last case is if it's a Rasha, don't you know, and it's a Rasha, so then no chiyuv to be done in the Kav Zchus. And in fact, we would certainly there say, Kabdehu v'chashdehu. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry I went a few minutes early. Big shift to be able to see all you guys learning in the yeshiva. It's great to see everybody. Nice to see everyone's spear beard. And everyone should have a givaldic zman. Great to see you. We hope to see you back here in Eretz Yisrael.